Blog Talk Radio.
I am your engineer and, I guess, co-host for tonight. This is a rather very great song to open up this show. This is Black Coffee's first Friday show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to WAMR Radio Atlanta Mix. You can call in at 516-387-1251. Open up my heart. Does real love exist? Does it still exist? This is what our host, Black Coffee, wants to know tonight. She wants to let people understand and talk to them about, does real love exist? This is a very befitting song. I want to thank you all for tuning in again. We have hosts on the line, Miss Black Coffee and Mr. Next Level, the true lover. Love.
Oh, my God.
I'll come on into this thing, and I just want to let y'all know that, you know, we appreciate everything y'all doing. It's a good question, Jackie. It's a good question. Does real love exist? And you have some guests that's gonna be coming into the show later, and so we appreciate y'all. So I'm gonna jump off of here and let y'all have this. And we're going to have some guest engineering doing some stuff today. So y'all just sit back and let me know, does real love still exist? I know it did because I got married. So let's just have a discussion, y'all. What's in this thing?
Well, good evening, everybody. I am Black Coffee. And I wanted to bring this topic up tonight because, in spite of how dreamy that saxophone sounded, asking me to open up my heart, I have run across more and more people who say they have given up on the idea of love. So it started me to wondering, what is happening to true love, and does it still exist? So I invited my co-host, Mr. Next Level, to come with me tonight on this journey as we ask this question. Good evening, Next Level.
How you doing, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm eager to get this conversation started. But I want to start with you. I want to start with you, and I want you to tell me what you think the reason is that so many people are saying they have given up on real love.
Well, I think there's kind of like a discrepancy as far as those who are looking for love versus those who know how to give love, you know? And so what happens is, and I think women, or a lot of women, may go into the situation actually with the right understanding, or certain men, and but you may run into a partner that doesn't know how to love, meaning that, you know, they feel that they want you to love them no matter what they say or what they do. And that's kind of unrealistic, because for me, love is reactionary. You can't expect a person, a man can't expect a woman to love him if he hasn't put anything into it, you know what I mean, in order to receive love back. And then I think when a woman tries to explain the situation to him, he may cut her off and say she's nagging or this, that, and the other. And, or it could be vice versa, you know, a man trying to love a woman. But if there's no communication, if the communication isn't respected, then you can't even get past the first hurdle. And I think after going through that time and time and time and time and time again, you just pretty much say, like, well, what's the point? I mean, you know, because it takes a lot out of you to try to love someone and you not receive that back. You know, you go through a lot. And I think men don't realize what a woman goes through when she attempts to love a man, you know what I mean? And when she puts the time in, and then all of a sudden she just said, not gonna say all of a sudden, but after a couple months, maybe a couple years, she just said, that's it, I'm done. And, you know, realistically, how many times can we expect a person to put themselves through that to where they just like, you know what, I just need to be cool with me, or I just need to be alone right now and just work on me.
And, you know, I know I have my own theories, as much like yours, as a matter of fact, in that love has to be nurtured. It's right. Something that has to be fed. And if you cut off the supply, then what you get is something that's dead. I think a lot of people are trying to love other people's damage away. And what I mean by that is to show someone who is broken that true love still exists, and you find yourself exhausted trying to do it. And for me, the source of damage seems to be people who have not unpacked baggage from their previous relationship before they go into another one, or before they go out into the world. And and the strange thing is, I run across men who say they're looking for a good woman, and I run across women who say they're looking for good men. And there are good people on both sides.
Right.
So I'm not understanding the disconnect. Are we fearful of giving ourselves, and so we guard ourselves so much that we end up hurting the other person inadvertently?
Well, I think that when we're talking about dealing with individuals, each one that are hurt, you know, we have triggers that can make us kind of like retreat back into our shell. So I think for me, and this is just my opinion, that first and foremost, you need to have someone that you can talk to, you know, to be able to have a real, sincere, open dialogue about what's going on. Because then you can kind of understand if the situation that you're in can be, and I don't, you know, I don't know if I, even if I like the word repair as much as I like the word, is it a situation that both individuals can kind of pour themselves into and find some solutions that will allow each of them, first of all, to be able to heal and then to move forward? Because we have to understand, you know, that's my saying about the suitcases, is that those clothes are dirty. You know, what's different from clothes? Because you can wash clothes, but that bad, that dirty, you know, those suitcases and those bad experiences are there. So we can either choose to allow them to dictate our future and our present, or we can learn from them and try to move forward and be in a position whereas if you have a good woman or if you have a good man and they're compatible with what you're looking for, you won't allow your path to deteriorate your future with someone. You know what I mean? So I think you have to, if it's about being hurt, you have to realize to what degree you're hurt and how much you're going to allow that hurt to control you, because there's nothing that you can do to undo the past, you know?
Right.
And, but when you step into a relationship, I think you need to understand that it's going to take some work, but the main thing is you've got to be able to communicate with each other. To me, I don't think it can work if you're not talking to each other openly.
I think, too, fear has a lot to do with it. You know, fear of opening yourself up after, you know, it's kind of like a child when they touch a hot stove.
Right.
It creates a fear to touch that hot stove again.
Mm-hmm. And I can speak directly to that. Go ahead, and I'll pick up after you get done.
I was saying, so we set ourselves up for a pattern. That's all I was about to say. We it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where we go into it not expecting it to last, and we end
right.
up finding ways to sabotage ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I guess as a man, I can speak directly to that point because I have been able, for the most part, I've been able to establish a degree of open communication with my past partners and a previous one, is that a lot of them are afraid, you know, a lot of them, or they just don't want to put themselves through that whole scenario again. So that's, then again, I think, it's really important for us to be aware of what's going on around us in the situation, because if you're afraid and I'm afraid, and if we can't get past that fear, how can we even move to the next level? Pun intended. you know what I'm saying? So at some point, somebody has to say, well, I mean, and they have to be motivated. That's the main thing. What are we doing to motivate the other person to step out of that fear and give us a chance? Or what is that person doing to motivate us to step out of our fear and take another chance? You know, I just think that we need to be cognizant, right? And for me, for instance, like the women that I've dealt with in the past, you know, because we've been able to talk, they can tell me, well, I've been hurt, and this has happened, and this has happened, and that has happened, you know. So I have a clear understanding of what's going on with them. They have a clear understanding of what's going on with me. So the next question is, can we move forward from here? And that takes time to even get to that question. You know what I mean? So I think what needs to happen more so than anything else is patience. You know, I think we need to have an opportunity to be able to observe each other. You know, I think people don't even realize how important it is to conduct yourself in such a way to where if you're a man, to where a woman can feel safe enough to even expose her vulnerability to you. And when she does do that, understand how important that is when a woman exposes her vulnerability to you, because it's not about her being, you know, broken as much as she's saying, look, these are some of the issues I'm working with. I'm letting you know because I trust you, you know, validate that trust. Give it, you know, let's find some solutions so I can move forward and love you, and then you can learn to love me, you know. But we have to pay attention. We have to be patient. And we have to realize that that's the only way we're going to get fixed, because I don't think we can come into this, well, you know what, I don't want to hear what you got to say, or I don't feel like talking right now, I'm watching the football game, this, that, and the other, because you want to have sex with her. You know what I mean? You don't want to do all this other stuff, but you want to sleep with her. So, I mean, so we have to move to a higher level of understanding and a higher level of what we understand the relationship to be. And as long as we're laying, as long as we're kind of like existing on those lower levels, you know what I mean, it's going to be an issue. And then we have to be responsible for the choices that we make, you know, and be able to accept the fact that just because I like you, that don't mean you got to like me. And if that's not happening, then just accept that and be okay with that and move on. Because you're going to wind up moving on anyway.
Right, and it's best to accept it, accept your responsibility in the unrequited love situation, and move on without bitterness, because we become bitter when we blame other people.
Well, we can, become bitter. And that, and I think that that becomes somebody got their TV on in the background.
I guess so, but
yeah, well, that comes to lack of understanding. You know what I mean? You can't. The bitterness is, if, see, this is the thing. If you step into a relationship, you have to understand, and I guess it just goes through time. You have to understand all the variables. You're encountering another person with all, you know, who's lived their life up to the moment that you met them. You know, you don't know what they've gone through and how it's changed them, how it's formed their thinking and all of that. Just like I've gone through all the things that I've gone through, and it's changed, you know, and it had it played a role in how I think and how I perceive things. You know what I mean? But you have to get past a point of brokenness to whereas you want to receive another person. You want to understand this person. You have to understand that by, once you learn how to love, once you understand how to love, that each situation that you step into will make you a better person if that situation is conducive to your happiness and your peace. But I think the first thing that we really got to do is that self-work on ourselves. You know, I got to ask myself, how much do I love me first and foremost? So, because if I love me, I won't allow myself to be compromised. I won't compromise my happiness or my dignity to be validated by someone who doesn't care for me.
Man, you know what? You gone, boy, you better stop. That's all I'm going to say. But I would like to encourage our listeners. You guys are the guests tonight. I want to hear from you. I want to know your thoughts on this situation, because I'm that positive light shining entity that wants to bring love wherever it can be found. And
right.
I want to hear from you your opinions, because honeys, we really have to settle this problem. Because I'm really tired of all of us running around here looking for love when it can be found, and we can't see the forest for the trees. So go ahead and give us a call and express your opinion. Let us know what it is you think.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to ask you, next level.
Mm-hmm.
A woman asking a man, do you guys ever get hurt so badly you live in fear of trying again?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna give you a big secret that maybe women don't know about men. When we get hurt, it's like an atom bomb. If we take hurt so much more, I'm not gonna say inwardly than you do, but as far as our ego and our pride, that gets damaged. And we just really become a bunch of babies. I mean, I remember times where, you know, I was sitting around in the dark listening to slow records, and because we don't have nobody to communicate with. You know, you tell your boy, look, I'm hurt, man. You know, they're going to be like, oh, man, you know, man up. You know what I mean? It's rarely that, you know, guys can come to each other and cry on their shoulder like a woman can. You know what I mean? So we don't really have a point of reference to be able to openly express ourselves and heal. So we got to hold it all in. But it's tragic to us. You know what I mean? We can't handle that to the degree that, like, you know, you would think, okay, well, she don't want me no more. I'm just going to shrug it off. And, man, we'd be toe up behind that. We'd really be toe up behind it. And although we've done it, it's more of a tragedy when it's been done to us. So we walk around with this chip on our shoulder, and every woman, so once this one woman betrays us, from now on until we get past all of that, every other woman is going to betray us. You know what I mean? And then subconsciously, we start looking for that woman that's going to betray us so we can keep on validating our misery until we reach a point to whereas, you know, what did I do to bring this on? And if I didn't, it was like, did I see this coming and I just ignored it? Or was this just a situation that didn't work out? And I'm going to use myself as an example. I mean, with the knowledge that I have and the understanding that I'm constantly trying to achieve in my relationships and my understanding, I mean, my ex-wife didn't understand me. You know what I mean? And for me, it was like, do you realize what kind of, in my head, like, do you realize what kind of man you have? Do you realize, you know, I work, I do this, I do that, I'm down. You know, the sex is good. That's what you say. You know what I mean? So what's the issue? But she didn't understand how to love. You know what I mean? She had some issues with herself. So in turn, she didn't have a point of reference of what was the type of man I was, because I pretty much came out of nowhere compared to what she was dealing with. So sometimes we don't have a point of reference of what a good woman is or what a good man is. So it's not even on in our sphere of understanding. And so for me, instead of me being mad, for me it was humility. You know what that situation taught me? This is what it's like. This is what a woman must go through when she's trying to love a guy, be there for a guy, and he just don't get it. No matter what she does or whatever, you know what I mean? You don't have a clue. So for me, so that's what I'm saying. I can speak on that experience myself. And for me, it was about humility. And it was about realizing that it's time for me to move on. And what I took out of that whole experience is when I get a good woman, I know what it is now. Because I've had something that was less than that. So I need to be appreciative of every good woman that I encounter from this point on.
Okay. And we will continue with that, but I hear that we have on the line a caller from the 229 area code, and I must say I'm a bit fond of that area code. Go on, all Benny.
You know who it is. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Please
I'm
identify
fine.
Yourself for our listeners. Please identify yourself.
Okay, I'm Adrienne Woods, CEO of a Function Events, Albany, Georgia. Also, we follow your area as well, you know, Atlanta. And so I wanted to speak about the difference between the, I guess, the era that we live in. I know that love is love and people are people, but I think that the era has a lot to do with it, too. My mom was telling me today about when, you know, she and my dad met, and, you know, we were talking about love, because I was telling that your topic tonight was going to be about love. And she was saying that when they met, Am I on?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Okay. She was telling me that, you know, when they met, that they were, they met within 4 weeks, they were married. So they met, they dated, and they married within 4 weeks. So, and I said, Mama, you can't fall in love with someone in 4 weeks. And she was like, yes, you can when you're getting ready to get out, you want to get off the farm, and you got seven other sisters that's waiting on the same thing. So I think that we don't need to have that kind of situation right now. It doesn't exist where you're trying to escape a farm or you're trying to escape this sort of mind-wrecking thing that women didn't want to do anyway. And if you could find a man to take you away from all that. And now women have so many rights and have so much liberation and just so many choices. And I think that that kind of changes a lot of things too. But it's the difference of whether it changes in a good way to someone or if it just changes to a bad way. What your opinion is on that? To me, I think it was very good. Now when someone chooses to love, they're really choosing to love someone because they have choices, not because this guy is saving them from something. That's one of the issues that I have. Do I need to take a break between issues?
No, I'm really, really, that was enlightening for me. I kind of got caught up for a minute. But you're absolutely right. I think something you said triggered something else in me because also, and Next Level, you can comment on this as well. And please stay on the line, Adrian.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you.
I want to follow up. But Next Level, does this current situation where women are doing it and don't necessarily need to be rescued anymore, does that make you guys wonder what it is you have to offer sometimes?
No, I mean, because only if you're looking for somebody to rescue. You know what I mean? Because I think the biggest problem in these scenarios is that sometimes men don't see a woman as his equal. But if he goes in and sees his woman as his equal, you know what I mean, her skill sets, her opinions on who she is as a woman should be qualities that he can admire and address in her and respect in her. Because, you know, she might be able to give him some insight into how to move better. You know what I mean? So, yeah, those things should not be, a man shouldn't be intimidated by a woman who has, you know, an understanding of who she is and she's assertive and aggressive about the things she needs to do. The only time I think a man has an issue with that, if he's insecure, you know? And then the whole thing about you looking for somebody to rescue or I'm the king and you the woman and you're going to do what I say, that's going to be an issue. But if it was flipped around and she said, I'm the queen and you're going to do what I'm going to say, then how would he feel? You know, so for me, the way it's going right now, I just think that we need to, everybody just needs to be on a level playing field. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're with your girl, your woman or whatever, and she might have an idea that can, you know, that can move you guys forward. So what's wrong with her taking the lead on that? You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you this, because I've dealt with women with degrees and this, that, and the other. If you prove yourself worthy, they'll still let you lead. But, you know, proving yourself worthy is also being able to have an open conversation with them and showing them that you're not intimidated by them. And if they have a good idea and you allow them to lead, then, you know what I mean, that just opens up a whole lot of stuff. So for me, if you're looking to rescue somebody, then you put yourself in a whole nother set of circumstances where you're basically, because she's using you, and now not back in the day, but she's using you for something, and you're using her for something. So y'all going into the relationship in a lot. So that's the foundation. So that's a whole situation that's bound to fail anyway. But if you're sincere and you're going in it with a plan, you see her as your equal, she sees you as your equal, then y'all can grow together.
And along those same lines, you know, as a woman, I hear a lot of women saying, you know, they don't want to be submissive, and why should I be submissive, and that's old and this and the other. But for me, some of that still comes into play. You know, we do need to know how to be supportive, to be able to encourage our partners, but to also be able to, when it's time to sit down and be quiet for a minute, you know. See, because I have a very strong personality. And so I need a man who can tell me to shut up and sit down.
Now, but he has to earn that right, though. He just can't walk in the door and tell you to shut up and sit down. He has to conduct himself in such a way to where he earns the right because of what you see in this man, what you respect in this man, how he carries himself. He has to earn that privilege to be able to tell you, look, baby, you're doing too much right now. You need to, you know, put some ice in it and sit down for a minute. He got to work up to that.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, if you ain't got the chops and you say that to me, you will get told off. It's just going to be, you know. But you're absolutely right, you know. But somebody who earns that, and I don't mean earn it with dollar signs. I mean earn it with their ability.
Right.
Earn it with their abilities. So, Adrian, you've been mighty quiet while we've been talking about this. What you got to say?
Girl, I'm not even sure how this thing works. I didn't even know you could hear me now. I'm like, well, I guess he'll get back to me.
you have to jump in. Because me and Nick never get to rolling, and it's over.
Oh, no, I enjoy his input. I really do. I really like it, the way he states things. But, yes, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. And I have no problem with being the submissive thing. I think that back in the day that it worked for the people that we read about in, you know, in the New Testament, Old Testament, we read about those people. I think it worked because everybody was willing to go along with it. But yeah, do you really believe that the people that live in this day and time will go along with that? There's no way. And the reason is because I said liberation. People learn. Those women didn't know that they had a choice, that they didn't have to do what he said, that they didn't have to, you know, make him a king or call him king or allow him to have five wives. And come on, there's no way you're
going to
happen.
Oh, hell no.
That ain't going to happen, right? So
that five wives ain't fixing to happen. I'm sorry.
I mean, back in the day, when you can tell five women to shut up, that's cool. But five women right now, this day and time, that's a wrap. You know, I don't think he could live past 30.
He couldn't make it.
Because they CSI be looking for the hammer that which one
they
of them hit him in the head with.
Lifespan was very short.
Looking up, they just
know,
go in there and see that shriveled up body.
But you guys, we have another caller from the 404 on the line.
Okay.
And I want to go ahead and allow them to introduce themselves. 404, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Deborah from Atlanta.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Adrian.
She's like, what?
I've been listening. I missed the first few minutes because my phone kept going out. But I know the topic was, does it still exist? And I believe that it exists. It's somewhere out there. However, at my age, and I'm 54, and I've never been married, and I've been through a lot of relationships, some good and some bad. And I'm at the point in my life right now where I'm pretty much done with the romance, because at my age, I think the best men, maybe not all of them, are married or, you know, they're with someone. And I guess my question for the young man is,
are they crazy?
How old before the games end?
If
you're 50 and up, when do you stop playing the game?
That's a good question, next level.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for that compliment of young man, because I'm actually 57. So,
okay.
Yeah. So the game ends when an individual gets to a point of maturity where they realize that it's not necessary. Now, for them to get there, I don't know what that takes. You know what I mean? But you have to come to a point to where, and this is the thing, but women are designed by God to really get it, meaning that you can find someone you love and be in that relationship with him for the rest of your life, if you love him, no matter if he gets fat or he gets sick or lose a leg, lose an arm, lose a head or whatever, y'all gonna love that man, you know?
Right, right.
And even when you look at Hollywood, I mean, even when you look at celebrities, once they, you know, now they get, they'll go into, when they get their fame, they're with the woman who stuck by them. Then all of a sudden, they start changing them out almost. You know, they get a young one, this and another. But if you ever noticed famous women who have a man, when they became famous, they still with that guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So for us, it's really about getting to a point to whereas we're ready to settle down and be about that woman. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard thing to do because even, like, when I was married, there's women come at you, you know, but you just got to be happy enough and determined enough to say, look, I'm married, and not make yourself available to that scenario. You know, it's good for the ego and everything like that. But I can tell you, you know, because I'm on the other side of 50, that it's still capable. Because I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, and then I'm going to shut up. This is a good time because there's not a lot of guys. I mean, like you said, women now, they're older, you know, in their 50s, you know, their kids is grown up now. They got grandkids, whatever. They're by themselves. They understand who they are. So if you're a decent man, you know, women can appreciate love now. So it's really about us understanding where we are as men and calming down and saying, I got me a good girl. I need to stick with this. And it's easier for men because we're not the sexual dynamos we used to be when we was younger. You know what I mean? We're slowing down now, and we're getting to the end of the road. So this is a good time for us to get it together, if y'all have it.
Well, I got something for you to think about as we go into this break. We're going to take a brief break, but I need to ask because I'm almost 50, and, you know, this is the age group I'm looking at. Is there anything else we can do to make them dynamos again? So at any rate, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break for a commercial and a song. Please.
Come on,
please
smile.
Join me in this conversation.
Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This goes out to all my black jewels. We love you. Black jewels. Long permed hair, short dyed afro, braided or in dreads. Don't you ever drop your head.
Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place. And let nothing less than a look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in endless shades of colors and hues. When God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Let your
around here like a black jewel. Why you had me put on my high heel shoes and I'm strutting around and ain't nobody to look at me?
That's all right. Long as you feel like you're a black jewel, that's the most important thing. Self love, baby. Self love.
I just knew you were talking to me on that song. Oh my
God. How you supposed to? That's, well, yeah. I mean, if you embody those characters, I am talking to you. I'm talking to everyone who embodies those characters. And maybe who feels like that and maybe in doubt or whatever, I want to encourage you. I want to uplift you. I want you to feel like you, who you are, Black Jewel.
Have mercy. I need to go ahead and clone you because I can make a fortune with the women I know. They give me their whole chance for 2 years.
Hey.
I want to know if my callers are first, if my callers are still on the line. Are you guys there?
Yes. I'm here.
So, you know, Deborah, you were making a statement. Did anything that Next Level was saying resonate with you?
Yeah, I understand that when men decide and are ready to grow up, that's when they will. It's kind of scary that...
It is.
we're left with kind of slim pickings out here.
Yeah.
Because if in my 50s, I'm unable to find someone, and the sexual dynamo thing doesn't matter to me. Y'all don't have to be that way. But
it do to me. It matters.
I know. Someone who is consistent. If they care about
right.
you, then they call you and they talk to you. They keep with you. You know, you're up, you're down.
Right.
Just you know, if I need somebody, I have this person to rely on. They're not gonna disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just wondering. And I know, you know, they have that saying, is you attract who you are. I think I'm a pretty normal person, but
right.
I don't know what I'm attracting, and so I'm at the point right now. I'm really getting to be a little too comfortable being alone. Now I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
Right.
I'm comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and I guess for me, I feel like I've taken a step back because I'm protecting myself because I couldn't get what I was looking for, which is the consistency, which is the person who loves me and shows me that they love me. And so I'm not
right.
willing to step out there right now and be vulnerable to someone.
Right.
And Jackie and I have had this conversation, and Jackie wants me to put myself out more, but after 50 years, you know, it's kind of like I'm not willing to do that anymore.
I understand. And I think that, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and you know, next level, I guess we're jumping on you. But for me, I get approached, you know, in the grocery store by a man that's chasing down 100 in a high speed chase and want to take me out to dinner. So why do I have to wait until he's 100 years old and ain't got nothing else but his character to give me before he wants to do the right thing?
Because by that time, and I'm going to be honest with you, usually by the time a man is used up and don't nobody, and he's not attractive to younger women anymore, that's when he runs out of options, then his only option at that point is to slow down. And if there's somebody out there who have him, then that's what they'll do. That's the honest answer. You know what I mean? And then for the sister that says that she's taking it, everybody has to heal and move in their own time. I totally get what you're saying. And I think, and you know, it's really hard for women who understand love, I think, because if you understand it, if you want to give it and it's not reciprocated, it is a big disappointment. And a lot of times, you know, it's being by yourself is almost kind of like you're in survival mode, not to the point to where survival mode to the point to where you want to be at peace with yourself until the opportunity presents itself. Now, because I heard you say you don't believe in love as opposed to you would still like to be loved, though, correct?
Exactly.
I would, but
yeah.
I'm not open to being vulnerable anymore. Right? Let me
no,
just
I understand
say right
that. The main thing, yeah, the main thing is that you said you would want to be loved. But
yeah.
The whole thing about the vulnerability scenario is that, you know, and like I said, I've encountered a lot of this, you know, and I think if a woman is lucky enough to run into a man at this point in time in her 50s or whatever, it all depends on how he conducts himself. If you're willing to even give him that chance. But he can't rush you, you know what I mean? And at most points, I mean, like, I can understand a woman has been through a lot, you know, and that's why I think it's important for us to be friends first, You know what I mean? We can't even have a phone conversation. I don't think we can, to me, we can't even get, if we can't get past being able to talk on the phone warmly and insightfully, we don't even need to move to the next thing. I don't know how people, I don't know how a man can meet a woman and just want to take her out to dinner or lunch and don't even know who she is. You know what I mean? Because I know if you hungry or whatever, you're like, well, I go out to lunch with her. I don't care what he got to say. Hey, it's a free lunch. You know what I mean?
But that's how I ended up going out with the short dude that was 5'8" around.
Yeah, so
I was hungry.
Right, so y'all ain't gonna turn down a free dinner. So for me, it's really about, and I would say this is that, you know, first and foremost, it seems like the main thing is you understand what you want and what you expect, and so it's really about not settling for anything less than that. You know what I mean? Because you'll always be compromised. Because whenever we run into a situation, you know the warning signs. If you've been in enough jacked up relationships, you know when you're going down that same rabbit hole. Because all the road signs are lit up. Okay, I didn't see this, but you choose to ignore them because you really want to be loved more than you want to accept the truth. But eventually, you accept the truth and be like, this ain't the one, and then you move on. You know, it's a sad situation. I really don't have an answer, because I think it's kind of tragic, to be honest with you, that there's just so many
just
good women out here who've been told the time.
Can I just say, Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, I was wondering, can I just say that also goes for women too? I mean, I know men. I know there are a lot. I have a lot of male friends who have you know, personal ads on sites like I can't think of one right now, but love sites, you know, that personal ads. And I know some guys who are really good guys, and they are very chivalrous. They're very old-fashioned. They're very respectful. And then the women who they date are always saying, oh, he's lame, or he's boring, or he's, you know, what can you do? And if you come in there and you want to be like Super Mr. Jet, you know, Jet guy, and the best-looking celebrity guy, then the women are going to look at you like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But every guy can't be that guy. Now, you have to make up your mind.
What?
Are you there for the inside guy, or are you there for the outside guy?
No,
let's
that's
keep it real.
You know,
in Atlanta, there's a lot of people there for the outside guy.
Yeah. Well, I know. I lived in L.A. for 23 years. You think Atlanta,
ooh, L.A.
Okay,
is even worse.
You should do L.A.
Oh,
yeah.
L.A.
I know. I lived there for 23 years, so I've been through the male survival course. You know what I'm saying? So I can tell you this. With guys, we have to be realistic enough to deal with the women who like us. A lot of times
right.
when you get rejected, it's because you running after somebody who ain't interested in you. You know what I mean?
Love
and women can't, they can't fake being interested in you. You know, they can smile and everything, and you want to believe that lie. But if a woman isn't interested in you, she's going to show you. And then you got to be man enough to say, even though I like her butt and I like her breasts and I like all that, she ain't interested in me. I got to move on.
Keep
you know
moving.
I mean? So I know plenty of guys like that. But I'm telling you, what a lot of them are doing, they're chasing a dream. You know, let me tell you something. Because I like to open doors and this, that, and the other. And if I'm out with somebody and if I don't like a man to do that, I'm done. I ain't got to prove nothing. I ain't got to prove to you that I can treat you like a lady. If you don't want that, then I need to move out of the way for, you know, Joe Rock here to come up in here and do whatever he's going to do. You know, kick you around, stomp you, and run over you with his car. That's what you want. I need
exactly.
to get out of the way and let that happen. But if you, but, and then, you know, when you, but if you want a woman that's like that, then you got to make sure that, first of all, y'all compatible. You know what I mean? Okay, she might not be the finest, but guess what, nigga? You ain't exactly Denzel Washington either. You know what I mean? We got to be realistic about, you know what I mean, about our choices. Everybody wants a Michelle Obama, but it's like, nigga, is you Barack Obama? You know what I mean? When Barack met Michelle, Michelle was his boss. He was, you know what I mean? He was interning at her. She was his boss. So
right.
he had to earn that. He just didn't walk into that. She didn't even like him. He had to work for
her. She didn't even like him on the first date at all.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, don't tell me about the movie.
I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, this is true though.
Yes, exactly. I've known that a while though. That's not the movie.
Listen, guys, find somebody who likes you, especially old guys like me. You know what I mean? We want to run behind something 30, 20. And, you know, look, and I'm going to tell you something. I've been on the other end of that. I've been a young guy dating older women. You know what I mean? And they care for me. They like me and everything. But in my mind, it's like it was just something I was doing. I guess this is this a commercial? Okay. It was just
Listen to you talk about back to intimacy. So we're about to hear back to intimacy because I want to hear that.
Okay, that's my one.
Cool to be a gentleman, opening doors and having a woman walk on the inside. Back to when a man displayed dignity and pride. He knew that a woman's rightful place was by his side. God came first, family was priority. Women were treated as equals and given the utmost respect, and were seen as more than just mere objects. Every day she was shown love and admiration and recognized as one of God's greatest creations. So let's get back to that way of being, and this time let us not forget the value of holding hands and staring lovingly into each other's eyes. Thank you.
see next level, that kind of yeah. thing right there
right.
makes a woman wish for what she doesn't have. And I can speak for myself and say that I'm looking forward to getting that, getting back
mm-hmm.
to true intimacy, true, honest giving and receiving of intimacy. And speaking
right.
of that, I want to tell all our listeners, the couple, that there's going to be something coming up in October that's very special for you guys. And I want you to
right.
listen for future announcements, because we got something for you, don't we, next level?
Yes, ma'am, we do. We sure enough do.
So, for all of you couples, it's going to be on in October. And this conversation has been so very, very good. I want to keep it going and check in with our callers, our two special guests. Are we still here?
I'm here.
Adrian, did you leave me? I guess so. But, you know, it's not like we can't run the show, right, guys? But Deborah, did you hear the song Back to Intimacy?
I sure did.
I want to know your thoughts.
It was a wonderful song, and I wish we could really like teach not just men but women as well, because we're at fault just about as much as men are. Notice I said just about. But I think everybody needs to understand. I like what you said, next level, when you talked about men chasing a dream when a woman is not
right.
really interested. And with women, you know, sometimes we'd rather have any piece of a man than just to be alone.
Right.
And so with the back to the intimacy, yes, I think you have to start out as friends and being able to trust that person so you can get to that intimacy. Because
yeah.
I think what we do, and I'm going to say, as a younger woman, I was at fault, you know, rushing into things. You know, you find a man who likes you, who loves you, and you like or you love him, and you rush into things. And
right.
That's where some of the problems come from, is that you don't have that real true intimacy, and you don't have that real true friendship that underlies or undergirds a good relationship. And so
mm-hmm.
that getting there from that friendship to that intimacy, like I said, I believe that true love still exists. I believe it's out there, and it's
right.
somewhere to be had, but it's
mm-hmm.
kind of right now. It's a little slim right
yeah.
now.
Right. I heard you.
We have our producer wanting to say something at this point in time. So I wanna have Karima Ali come on and give her, I ain't gonna say 2 cents, I mean 50 cents.
I just wanted to kind of chime in on this, because you know I've been on every side of the platform here, so I'm like the other caller. I'm about to celebrate that big birthday coming up, so you know, I look 35, but I'm about to turn 50. So I'm about to get
right.
the 5-0 in here in just a few. And so I've been like Mario, you know, from the Chicagoland area, and I've traveled, you know, throughout the country and lived in several places. So I just, you know, I have a lot of friends that you know have just been you know, down in the dumps and have decided to buy a dog, you know, and have
a cat,
puppy, or a cat. you know, and
Kendall can't really walk around my house.
Yeah.
So, but I just, you know, I think when you talk about real love, you know, one of the ladies was saying that, you know, you got two types of love. The love that our parents had, where you just knew who this person was and you just got married because you just knew what you knew. And then you got this
right.
new love, this new era, what Mario was talking about.
Amen.
Whereas, you know, you got these people who, you know, I just have to say this because I'll never forget this. You know, a man is giving you, feeding you strawberries in bed, you know, with whipped cream on it. And the first thing you holler is, did you wash your hands? I never forget that. That was something that was an experience where I called my mama. My mama was like, told the person, girl, if he was feeding me whipped cream and strawberries in bed, do you think that he washed his hands or not? But you gonna make a move for that? These are the type of Mario can understand this, you know, because
I was the one that was feeding, and it was actually chicken Alfredo.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here!
That I could.
Let me tell you something.
For my mama to say something, my point of it is that people don't know how to be in a place of love. You have to be in a place
right.
of love in order to receive love. And love
mm-hmm.
transcends. So if you're not in love with yourself, you cannot be on the receiving end. I'm a product of a lot of people in order for me to talk like this because I didn't have this before. And anytime you walk
right.
away and deal with somebody, just like Mario said, let me know that what I have to offer from the very get-go, you don't like it because this is who I am. I like opening the doors. I like being the person I am. I'm a sweet person. But if you want somebody
right.
to run over you like a truck and treat you like a little sloppy hoe, then guess what? I'm not that person. You know?
Yeah.
And then,
there's plenty of competition
this is, out. This is yeah, it is. And the thing about it is
mm-hmm.
you have to value yourself. And maybe
yeah.
this rotation of life that, you know,
mm-hmm.
this rotation is not for you. It's not for you to love because I do believe we're all recycled people. You know what I'm saying? We find love
mm-hmm.
in the most unusual places. So I'm just saying you have to be in a place of love in order to receive love. If you're broken
mm-hmm.
and you haven't fixed you, then no one else can fix you. Now, if you have given up, that is on you because God is love. It's agape love. When you find agape love, then you find that real love. And agape love
right.
is that
yeah.
love that
Amen.
You know it transcends
oh, yeah.
everything. So you have to be
mm-hmm.
in that place.
But
and
there are those out there that there are those out there that can't recognize and accept agape love either because of how they feel about themselves. But I also wanted to tell you, Mario, that no matter how alone I am and for how long, there will never be a cat walking around my house because they walk around with their tails up like they paying rent and don't want to, you know, be petted. And they can't walk around my house. That's the first
thing. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? They just need to have some company. But I would say this, too, though, is just, I'm being short, is that we have to realize that. And another thing, I'm going to tell you what a big excuse is waiting for somebody to tell you, hey, this ain't working. At some point, you got to assume the responsibility and tell yourself it ain't working because you know it ain't working because the
yep.
soul don't lie. Your brain will tell you anything, but if your stomach is all, you got that sinking feeling in your stomach and, you know, you're getting all the signs that you're not comfortable in this situation, it's time to go. And like most men, if it's working for them, why should they say anything? So also put the responsibility on yourself to walk away if it's not right for you. That's the least you can do. You owe yourself that.
Right. And I think, too, when we say to someone, you know, tell me what's going on. You have to be willing to accept what it is they're saying. I can honestly say that I respect more so the man who told me he couldn't give me what I was looking for rather than
right.
him just stringing me along, you know, and to me, It was hard to hear it, but I had to respect him because he could have stayed in it and just, you know, dragged me along or played me, you know, been one of those who I call you when I want something from you. And as women, we have to accept that. And like you said, we have to recognize when you're not getting fed what you need or what you want in a relationship. You have to be willing to step back and say, I'm not getting this, and this is not working for me. So I gotta make a move too. So we have to learn to be honest
with yourself. Because basically, when you ask the question, when you come and say, you know, what's going on here, you already know, because you wouldn't even ask. When it gets to the point to where you got to start asking questions, that means it already ain't right. So you already know it's not right. You know what I mean? You might just be waiting for it. So, but if he says, oh, well, I just need some more time to get it together, at that point, then you're still willing to buy the lie. You know what I mean? So, you know, at some point, you gotta take the initiative for yourself and say, look, this ain't right. I'm gone. If you need to figure out whatever it is you need to figure out, you can call me, and if I'm still interested, then maybe we can do this. But now, man, I ain't trying to, you know, I ain't mad at you, but I got to bounce. I'll see you on the other side.
And
you know what
and
I mean?
For
you owe
me,
that to yourself.
And for me, I have to speak up and be honest about me. For me, I have been in circumstances where I ignored the facts and the truth.
Right.
I'm being honest because of what I wanted. And I ended up hurt because of it. And I accept the responsibility for that. You know what I'm saying?
You can never find the truth living a lie. If you don't you know what I'm saying? If you don't want the truth, then if you want to accept the lie, then guess what? That's what you'll have. So, you know what I'm saying? So it was never.
Even if you
never
have to, even if you have to create it for yourself.
Yeah.
You
get what you really want.
Right.
Because what we end up doing is making excuses for that person. And then that makes me wonder, while we're making excuses for that person, when do they take time to make excuses for us? When do they consider our feelings and what we're going through? So and I
they don't have to.
Right. As you get older, it's not so much important to be in a relationship for relationship's sake. It's more important that there's something more, there's something deeper there than to waste your time with it.
Right. Because I'll give you a guy thing. As long as it's working for the guy, why should he mess it up? You know what I mean?
Right.
If you come to me and say, well, you know, what's going on? I tell you, well, you know, I just need some more time. You still give me sex. You still doing all this, that, and the other. Why should I mess that up?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So at some point, and you know what's going on. So, like, okay, like I used to be out in the game, okay? The hustle can't work unless somebody want to be hustled. You know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, after a couple of times, they already know they being hustled, but they want to buy into the hustle. You know what I mean? So women are more, you guys are way more intuitive than us, you know what I mean? So you already know that, okay, this ain't even what it is right now. But you just got to be honest enough to say, well, you know what? I'm just going to buy this lie and live this lie and deceive myself until I get tired of it, then I'm going to walk away. When you tell yourself that, okay, he lying to me, I'm lying to myself, then you might be able to have an honest conversation with you. As long as you lie to yourself and trying to make excuses for him to continue to make excuses to you so you can stay up in this, you successful in failing.
Wow. And I wanted to hear from Karima one more time and hear what Karima has to say. Karima,
okay.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. This is something I wanted to just kind of echo here for just a second. Here we go.
Love is hard. Love is ordained. Love is ordained by God. And God's love is unconditional.
Can you translate that? No. Was that Chinese or what was that?
That is Mandarin.
Oh. So was that a scene from Happy Feet?
Yes, it was. It was. Did you know? Next, well, tell us what that means.
What I wanted to just do is kind of chime in on just the whole conversation. It just kind of allows me to just kind of jump into. We only have about 13 minutes left at the show, but what I want everybody to know is that we're actually going to be doing a live show with The Next Level, Back to Intimacy, in October. This is what they're talking about out here in Stone Mountain. You know, it's just important that WAMR radio is, you know, being looked at as more than just, you know, a show of talk. You know, we are real, you know, real people dealing with real life situations on
right.
a day-to-day basis. We're going to be bringing on a host of a lot of different things, some live events, festivals. We're bringing on a whole brand new team of individuals, that is going to just take us to another level. But this is so important that we're getting, you know, very good roundtable discussions on a Friday night. You know, talking about real love. A lot of people my age, you know, don't really want to go out in Atlanta no more, you know, to be in the clubs with your kids. You know, this is important.
Your grandkids.
That we, you
exactly.
know, have places to go. And so we'll be at the Art yeah. Station here in Stone Mountain. We'll be talking about the dates coming up, and we'll be doing, you know, shows, fundraising events for some of the philanthropic things that we're doing as well. And just wanted to, you know, just kind of let you guys know that Next Level, I mean, he's a real serious deal. You know, he's going to be our headliner. And then we'll have Jackie Black Coffee as a co-host and a wonderful
yeah.
other gentleman. This is going to be something for couples only. We're going to be looking for that real fit for people that are in there from the ages of, I say, what y'all think, about 30. When do we start really realizing that, you know, people are full of crap? Let's see. Medea said around 38.
38. You know what I mean? That's when your BS... Your BS meter starts registering. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, about 40.
It's going to be from people from 30, 35, 37, all the way to about 58. It's going to be a nice event where it's going to be called Back to Intimacy Shows. And it's going to be talking about, it's going to be for grown folks. And it's going to be a way where, you know, people can come out as couples and experience some nice music. And Jack, I don't want to take over your show or anything, but I just want to let everybody know that they can always call in at 516-387-1251, or you can call the office at 888-245-2334. Again, this show has been sponsored by CECISFM.com. You can go there and purchase any of your products there. So I just need to drop in some parts that, you know, might help me pay these bills.
right. And you know what, too? Later on, I'm going to make a prediction. Later on, what we're going to do is for the ladies who don't have, you know, I don't want to leave y'all out. We're going to do a ladies' night show, too. Because y'all need to at least hear how y'all should be treated. I want y'all to come to the show, relax, drink some wine, and let me tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all.
Mario, let me ask Mario a question. On this ladies' night,
yeah.
Will Black Coffee have to work, or can she enjoy it too?
You can enjoy it too, because, you know, once I get started, you ain't going to be no good. So you might as well just sit in the audience. Enjoy yourself. I'm gonna put on deodorant and cologne and everything that night.
All right, y'all. Let me talking as if we're only talking about heterosexual couples, but we were talking about same-sex couples can be included. Everybody. Because you know what? Same-sex, same problems.
Hey,
okay.
Same
so,
thing.
Love is universal. Love is universal, man.
Universal.
Love is love. It doesn't matter what same sex or heterosexual, you still encounter some of the same difficulties.
Yes, I wish more people would see it that way. I wish more people see it that way.
And the same happiness.
Atlanta,
when it's right,
in Atlanta,
it's
hard.
You float.
Dating is hard, period.
Yeah, Adrian, I want you to repeat what you said now. I'm sorry, because
I was saying
you
dating is. Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying that dating is hard, period, especially in cities like Atlanta, because I know people like to say it's like a smorgasbord of beautiful people there, and it is. But I think that in cities like Atlanta, there no one is really like looking for love so much. It's a lot of lust going on. We know that, but we can't sit and pretend like everybody's looking for love, because it's not like everybody's not looking for love. And I think that's one of the problems too, is that you got 90% of people out there looking for lust, 10% looking for love, and then you're trying to get the 90 and 10 together, and it's difficult because, like I said, the priorities are a little different. I really have not. I'm not looking for a long term type love anymore. And I don't know if I would be wrong for that. I mean, morally, I guess it would be wrong, but I'm not really looking for a long term type of love anymore at this time in my life. But it's not because of the same reason. I just want to be happy, and I want to be free, and I want to be able to take. I want to be able to take somebody out and say, "Hey, let's have a great time. Let's do what we do," but without the unrealistic expectations that we have. That we place on each other, the expectations that we place on each other get a little crazy when we get older, because you know when you're 20, you got the world ahead of you. You don't have the world ahead of you when you're 50. You can tell yourself you do, but we have some of the world. We don't have the whole world. So
this is pretty much downhill. We're going downhill.
You might as well accept that. So we don't need to put the unspecified pressure on ourselves and say, I need to find a husband, I need to get with him, we need to have at least 30 years together, and then we die. Okay, so then what? But that may happen. All right,
y'all, we're
coming
to like 2 minutes. I'll wrap it up.
If you're not going to have a serious relationship, you have to be honest and tell that person that's
exactly. Tell them.
Option.
Right.
All right,
ladies.
And
that's it. So we're gonna we're happy everybody came in. I'm gonna go ahead on and hand it over to Black Coffee. But thank you guys for hanging on the line with us. We love y'all, and we got some stuff coming. So we'll be back here next week. Go ahead, Miss Coffee.
You're welcome. I wanted to invite everyone that's listening to get someone else to listen with you. Next Friday night, we will be here, same bat channel. So please, please feel free to call in and express your opinions. We look forward to it. I'm looking forward to sharing more of myself with you guys as we go along on this journey. Do you have anything you want to say to our listeners, Next Level?
Good night.
Good night.
You people be good.
Baby works what she's got. Without a doubt, the girl is on fire. I mean, she is definitely hot. More than just a trophy, more than eye candy. She's got plenty of street smarts, and she be rocking them degrees. Her domestic game is tight as her business one. Put your order in, cause baby can definitely get it done. Face and body on fire, so is her attire. She ain't a user or a digger, her plans are way much bigger.
faith to